Sandra Russell with CPB. Let me ask you the question I'm asking everyone else. How integrated is your media?
That's such a broad question. I'll answer with one example. I got, I use internet phone, right, Vonage. I got a voicemail at my home in D.C., not here in Boston, and I got an email that I got a voicemail, and I was able to listen to the voicemail on my computer. I guess the media is integrated. And that was a good thing. It was useful. It was okay that it came across a different medium than the medium it was intended for. But, for instance, putting like an hour-long show streaming online on a computer, I think is not good. Wherever it's integrated, it loses something, you know? Maybe it adds something in terms of convenience. Maybe that particular piece of content isn't so important that I need to have it on the medium that it was originally created for. But media should not be integrated wholeheartedly without thought for the impact it has on the message.
Ron Bachman, the director of programming at WGBH-TV. Question two. Is there anything about the way the integration of media is going that concerns you?
I think that it has to do less with how the integration of media is going than how we react to how it's going. I think our system has some catching up to do, and we need to give some real serious thought to how we work effectively and intelligently in, you know, riding the wave of integrated media.
Chad Davis, Director of Content at KNME in Albuquerque. Question two.
I think the biggest challenge is going to be for us to compete locally with national and international purveyors of content. That's the worst thing for us, because we just don't have the resources. And how do we establish ourselves locally and maintain a local presence and a community presence against people with a lot more assets and resources?